Now, we continue with a regular now on Sacred Heart Radio's Driving Home the Faith, Alan Migliorato from Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He is the author of a wonderful book called The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. And today he's going to give us the Adventure Catholic Leadership Parenting Tip for the day. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Father.
Well, listen, so this week you're going to talk about an issue that's, there's strong feelings on both sides about bringing, children to church. Now, I guess we have to talk about children versus infants versus toddlers. We can go into the whole of the thing, but generally speaking, you know, some people are happy to see children in church. Others are, let's just say, not so happy.
Right. And, you know, and when you don't have kids, the most annoying thing in the world is to hear a kid screaming in church. Like, nothing is more like nails on a chalkboard than when you hear somebody, you're really trying to be there, you know, you're trying to get a message, you're trying to really hear God talk, and some kid's just belting it out. And I think one of the most amazing things that I've ever heard a priest do, we have a priest in our parish, Father Michael, and he, every time a kid's screaming, if the parent gets up and walks out with him, he'll say, "Don't take him out. Don't take him out. I like competition. That's fine. Just leave him right where he is." But I think it kind of breaks the tension, you know? It's like, okay, Father acknowledged it. So, okay, we'll just ignore it. Just pay attention. And I think for adults, you know, it's that chaos that we have to get used to hearing God's voice in the midst of chaos. And even though our solemn place is in a church on Sunday where, you know, we want our quiet, it's not necessarily how God wants to come to us sometimes. You know, and sometimes we have to be aware that there's going to be a screaming kid, and we just have to deal with it. And I think that's a great lesson for parents as well, as, you know, just only parents. Like, get used to the chaos. You're always going to have chaos in your life. You can't shut God out when there's a screaming kid somewhere.
That's right. And one of the things I always keep in mind, too, is that the chaos for parents does not begin when their child cries in church. The chaos began when they got them out of bed, they tried to get him dressed, they tried to keep him clean, they tried to keep him from fighting with their brothers and sisters. And so already the brass knuckles are out before they're even in the car to go to church.
They are. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a big struggle for a lot of parents. Is one of the things that I hear parents tell me all the time is, you know, when we're working on leadership things with parents and teens is, well, my kid doesn't want to go to church, and I'm going to let him to, you know, when he gets old enough, he can decide on his own, but I don't want to force it on him. There's all, you know, you've heard the same thing hundreds of times, is I don't want to force religion on my child, so I'm not going to give him any religion. Well, nothing rubs me the wrong way more than to hear a parent say that. I always ask the parent, you know, you have to be loving and understanding, but it's one of those things that is one of my buttons to say, well, my kid doesn't come to church because he doesn't want to. Well, I mean, if he wanted to eat candy bars all day, would you let him do that too?
You just read my mind, Al. I was going to say, if your child says, I want to eat nothing but Snickers bars, and he says, sit down and eat your broccoli, Junior. I mean, this is the same thing.
Well, there's consequence, right? We have to weigh those consequences. You eat only candy bars, you're going to end up, you know, having insulin shots every hour. And if you don't come to church, you don't see that damage right away. But there's a lot of spiritual damage that happens by not coming to church. At the same time, though, a lot of parents bring their kids to church but never bring them to Jesus. So you can't just show up at the building and think it's going to be a magic spell that gets put on your kids. You know, parents are the first catechists, so you have to train your kids at home. Talk about Scripture after church with them. Talk about what they heard, what you heard. It's almost doing a Lectio Divina with your children after every Mass. What did you guys hear? What was important? What stood out? You know, let's talk about it. You know, what do you agree with? What do you disagree with? Well, I don't like the church's stance on this. Okay, you don't like it. And you don't have to shove it down their throat. Well, you have to do it anyway. You just let them express themselves. But I think this is the best place for you to have a family meal together before you go have a family meal.
Well, and I think you make a really good point there, Alan, and that is it's not just their job to bring him to church. They have to bring him to Jesus. And that is quite a different thing. And oftentimes it is teaching the children. With some churches, it's difficult because you can't find the Blessed Sacrament with a flashlight and a GPS. But at least now it's becoming more standard to have the Holy Eucharist back in the prominent place in the church. And you can always point out, it was fascinating to me when I was growing up to think Jesus was living in that box. I was thinking, I wonder how that works. And because you never looked in there, you saw this curtain and the priest would open it and close it. And there was that sense of mystery. But Sister always said, God's in there, so you better behave around here. And, you know, of course, the sisters did rule with a little bit of fear. But that notion is that God is here. and this is a special time for you to talk to God. Now, they're still going to be fidgety and antsy, but that might be something that they need to learn. But, of course, with a bad education of the last 60 years, a lot of parents don't know that either.
That's a great point. You know, you can't bring your kid to Jesus if you don't know where Jesus is. And I think you have to take, well, I don't think, I know you have to take time to study on your own. I remember growing up and, you know, I think every kid goes through that phase where I just don't feel like going to church. You know, your hormones kick in and you're just exhausted. You know, you're eating every, especially for boys, you know, you're eating everything in sight and you're just done. Like, I'm done. I'm tired today. I was up till, you know, 2 a.m. and I just don't feel like going anywhere. And I remember telling my mom one time, Mom, I had two baseball games yesterday. I have practice this afternoon. She goes, you can make an hour for Jesus. Stop being selfish. You know, and I know she didn't mean only make an hour, but it's still one of those things that stuck with me. It's like, yeah, you're right. You know, I can give an hour to God after everything that God does for me. But it has to go deeper than that. It can't just be that 1 hour that you give to God. That can be when you start going deeper. You know, Catholics don't bring their Bibles to church. That drives me crazy, too. Bring it. Bring it. Highlight it. Underline it. You know, it's your Bible. I believe your Bible should look like a very well used, you know, travel treasure map. It should have writings inside. It should have notes. It should be highlighted. You should have tabs, you know, bookmarks. Use it. How can you submerge yourself in God's word if you only hear it an hour a week?
Well, that's true. And many people, they often will bring their Magnificats, or they'll bring some churches have missalettes or at the back of their hymnals, or actually they'll do the readings instead of listening, which presents as also a different set of challenges. But it is the fact of trying to recognize that what we're doing here is we're doing something for Jesus. And this is not a time for entertainment. And this is something, Alan, that I'm really having challenges with parents. Oftentimes parents will come to church when there's a school mass, only if one of their kids is, quote-unquote, doing something. So, like, let's say Junior's bringing up the gifts or he's doing one of the petitions. They'll be there with their smartphone to get the video shot, and then they'll walk out of church like nothing is going on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we do our trainings and we have the parent team and we have the retreats, and this is one of the things we talk about is, you know, we always say, remember, Judas was the first person to leave Mass early. So you can't leave Mass after you eat. You don't come to my house and eat and run. Why would you come to the Lord's house and eat and run? You know, and we show each other more courtesy than we show the Lord. And you know, sometimes you have to say, look, stay. Just stay. Stay and learn. God wants you here. I want you here. And it's a sense of community, you know. We have to sharpen each other. If you have a friend that's only not taking their kid to church, you know, get involved. Get involved with the church. It makes it a whole different world when you're actually participating rather than just showing up.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, of course, the thing is now when the teens get older, like now, so you have, I guess, a couple daughters that were in college. You know, when they... Do you think how they go to church when they're younger is going to affect how they go to church after they're kind of free to do as they want?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you think about, you know, a professional, an athlete, you know, Tiger Woods, for example, or maybe not the best example on the Catholic radio show, but Tiger Woods. I mean, how many times did the guy go to the driving range and practice his skill? Well, worshiping the Lord takes practice. You have to practice at it. You have to constantly be at your feet. It has to be in your heart. It has to be on your mind. You know, and it has to be on your lips. What comes out of your mouth is important. So, yes, absolutely. Your kids have to go to church now so that they'll go to church later. And I'm experiencing this now with my two older daughters where, you know, they got lives, you know, they have things going on. My middle daughter is trying to be a doctor, a surgeon, so she's at school studying constantly. My oldest daughter, you know, she's trying to make a living and going to school at the same time, full time. So they have busy lives, but everything stops on Sunday, and we take time to go to church. Wherever they're at, they're taking time off of whatever they're doing to go to church. But that wouldn't be there if we didn't train them that way from the time that they were young. And my youngest daughter is the same way. Now, she was the one that would, she was the struggle where we had to, she liked to sing, but it didn't come out in the form of singing. So we'd have to, like, walk to the back of the church with her. I'd take her outside on the steps in front, but luckily our church has speakers just outside the door so we can hear what's going on inside. So I felt like I was never away from it. And neither did the children or the people in the mask, because she used to scream really loud. So no matter where I was with her, I'm sure that they knew right where we were. But now she's got a beautiful singing voice, and it's bloomed now. It's blossomed into this beautiful voice.
And if she wouldn't have been crying in church, we never would have had that, right?
Well, absolutely. I think that she just wanted to sing the hymns and just didn't know what to say. So that's what we go with, at least.
Well, Alan, where can people find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership?
AdventureCatholic.com, and has all of our interviews on there, and we do a blog post every week. That those are really really cool to read. Sometimes we do a little different twist or look for the hidden meaning behind a lot of the scriptures. It's like a little homily going on. So that's a great place, but it's AdventureCatholic.com.
Alan Miliorato, thank you for being with us today, and you give some parents some hope and some encouragement. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, Father. You too. God bless.